Now, the second item is 187, and I believe we have a proposed amendment. Could you read the item, please?
It's 187. Affirm the City of Portland's intent to relocate Right to Dream 2 onto city property located on Southeast 3rd and Harrison.
Mr. Saltzman?
Yes, I'd like to offer an amendment. You all have it in front of you. It would be to the second to the last, be it further resolved, which speaks to the use agreement, coming back to the council for review. And I just want to make sure that use agreement contains a prohibition on minor children, which includes individuals under the age of 18, from being on the premises overnight or from the hours of 8 p.m. to 7 a.m., and also a requirement that Right to Dream 2 shall refer all pregnant women who stay on the premises to a federally qualified health center for prenatal care. So that is my amendment.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Clarifying question, Commissioner, what is the definition of a federally qualified health center?
It's basically every county public health clinic plus.
So why would a person who lives outside have to go to a center when people who live inside can go to a private provider, can go to an individual?
Well, this
provider.
Care is provided free to all pregnant women, so anybody can take advantage of the service at no fee.
So many of our certified licensed midwives also provide free or low-cost services to people of all incomes. Why would individuals who are disadvantaged have to use a particular center?
Because it's considered best practice for protection of children.
I just, as a retired nurse, I would say that actually getting prenatal care is best practice, not
That's
necessarily
what I meant.
In a center.
Yeah, prenatal care.
So, Mayor, I'd like to offer an amendment to the amendment.
Okay.
And I'd like to strike the second condition. So everything from 7 a.m. Forward. So the references to pregnant women would be deleted, and this would simply codify the commitment the sponsor has made that minor children will not spend the night at the restaurant.
And I guess I want to see if there's a second to that amendment.
Second.
Okay. Dan, I understand the concern. I think that regardless of what is in this resolution, the use agreement that we will negotiate and sign with Right to Dream 2 can get into a level of detail that maybe we can't in the resolution. But I understand the intent, and I think there's probably broad agreement about the intent that pregnant women who are sleeping outside or sleeping at Right to Dream 2 or any other way outside of full housing ought to be taking advantage of prenatal care if they're pregnant from the county or from anyone else that can provide it. And we ought to be making sure if we are the landlord in this situation, we ought to be making sure that in our cooperative agreement with Right to Dream 2 that that's happening. I'm confident that we can get to that outcome even if we don't wordsmith what kind of health center we're talking about in this resolution.
Yeah,
so I think
I understand what everybody's saying, but my amendment speaks to what would come back in the use agreement, and it's saying that this should be a provision of it. I was very disturbed, frankly, at the testimony last week that pregnant women are intentionally avoiding hospitals because they're afraid of losing their children.
I'm upset by that. I'm upset by that too, and obviously we want them to get health care. But again, there are things that we've discussed in this arrangement that we're making if we approve this agreement, and there are things that we've discussed in this couple of hearings, and I'm going to be speaking to some of these about Eastside Planning that aren't necessarily enshrined in the resolution, but where we have an understanding that we're going to make sure that this happens or that happens. And I'm just telling you, I hear you. I want to make sure that pregnant women that are actually anywhere in our care, whether it's in an arrangement we have with Right to Dream 2 on a piece of property we own, whether they're staying in one of the shelters that the city helps to fund, or anywhere else where we have access to those pregnant women and have caseworkers that are trying to assist them, we ought to be making sure that they avail themselves of available prenatal care through the county. So
may,
I hear you.
May I be heard on the amendment, my amendment to the amendment?
Yes.
Commissioner, I believe Commissioner Fritz has already made a commitment to bring the use agreement back to council.
Yes.
So I'm simply suggesting we strike that portion of
the
amendment.
Okay, let that be worked on.
Codify what we already, what the sponsor already agreed to. And Commissioner Salzman would be free to raise this with the sponsor and at the time we have the user agreement come back to council.
Yep, that's true. The whole thing is coming back.
Clearly, we'll be working with service providers to provide enhanced services to this new location also, which, I mean, ideally one would not have heavily pregnant women outside at all, and that they would get speedy acceptance into housing.
Right. Okay. Are we clear on
you accept my as a friendly amendment?
Yeah, I'm not going to let this issue go. I will be looking closely to make sure we have something like this in the use agreement.
Okay.
As I said, it's not okay to me, and I'm one-fifth of the decision-making up here, that pregnant women would avoid hospitals because of the fear of losing the children.
So, Mayor, the sponsor has agreed.
It may be the reality. It's not okay.
Yeah. All right, we hear you.
We're not going to. So Dan has agreed to delete that phrase. I would move the amendment.
Okay. Further discussion? Then let's take a vote, please, on the amendment that has now been further revised to end at the word 7 a.m.
Commissioner Salzman, I greatly appreciate the intent of your amendment. I personally chose to have my three children with all the high-tech options available should I need them, and that definitely meant being at a hospital. It turns out that I didn't, and I was fortunate. I know of many other women who live inside who chose not to be in a hospital setting to birth their children, and I believe that people who live outside should have options to the same extent that the rest of us do. I do appreciate the intent is to look after people, and that's the whole intent of Right to Dream too, is to look after people, and I'm going to continue to work with the group and with the neighbors to make sure that happens. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And now on the resolution as amended.
So this has been 2 years and 5 months since we started looking for a site, and it's evidence that it's really difficult to find sites that it's taken that long. Josh Alpert on the mayor's staff was particularly involved in looking for sites, running them by Right to Dream 2 on the weekly meetings that we have been holding since October of 2013. However, actually, ever since I started, when I was first put in charge of development services, one of the first things I wanted to do was to see if we could find a way that Right to Dream 2 could be legally in a new place. And part, what's not stated in this resolution is that Right to Dream 2 will be applying for the so-called recreational campground permit from the state of Oregon that they're entitled to do, that they will be applying for all of the permits that are necessary and complying with all the standards in the permits so that this new site will be a legal place for people to shelter and rest. They have been in Old Town for 5 years. There have been zero police calls to the location. No drugs, alcohol, guns are allowed in the rest area. The new site will not allow recreational marijuana. That's already in the use agreement. And every person who stays there must sign a code of conduct. It is not just a drop-in place where anybody can be there. If they're not willing to agree to the rules, then they're respectfully offered other options or invited to go elsewhere. So it's proven to be a safe place for people to sleep and rest, and they have proven to be good neighbors. They have proven to be good partners with the mayor and me in this long and arduous process in trying to find a new place. I am very grateful to everybody who's participated in this, and I'm going to read a few names to just acknowledge. Matt Wickstrom and the staff from the Bureau of Development Services. Many, Mike Leafield and Rebecca Esau and others have been extremely gracious in giving us their time. Bob Keita, Josh Alpert, and Rachel Wiggins from the mayor's office have worked on this huge and long hours. The Right to Dream 2 board members and their consulting architects, Mark Lakeman and Tim Merrill, Laura Pedersen and Pauline Goebel from the Office of Management and Finance, Linda Law, our city attorney, Mark Kramer, Right to Dream 2's attorney, Claire Adamsick and Dora Perry, It's been so long that I have had two different policy advisors assigned to this, Tim Crail and Tom Bizzo. It's been so long that I have had two different chiefs of staff who have worked on this. And I really appreciate the effort that's gone in. We did listen. We did hear and respect the concerns of those who testified at the hearings and all of those who sent in their comments. I certainly hear the concerns of the 537 people who have emailed me so far saying that the city needs to do more to help people who live outside. We agree. Being in tents is not a solution. It is a temporary place for safety off the streets, as has been identified in the Home for Everyone. The Home for Everyone has identified ways that we can cut houselessness in half in a very short time if we have enough funding. To get to the other half, we would need a lot more funding. And we have tripled the housing budget since I've been on the council. We have been looking for more funding to make up for the lack of federal funding and state funding. And this year, we're looking to greatly increase the housing budget, which will be at the cost of police, fire, and parks and other services from the city. We don't have additional funds. So for those who are saying, yes, take care of people who live outside and don't cut police or fire or anything else that I care about, it just can't be done. So I encourage everybody to participate in the budget process to decide how are we going to allocate our finite resources, and then what are we going to do to make sure that we have the services that people want and need. Thank you so much for my colleagues on the council, several of whom are uncomfortable with this temporary solution, as am I to a certain extent. It is not a real solution. It's a real solution for now. And I'm very grateful to Right to Dream 2 and everybody who's come to support them in making this next step. We'll come back to the council with the use agreement. I will be starting very shortly a good neighbor agreement process where we'll invite stakeholders to get together and hear even more community concerns and how they can be addressed. We'll be working with Eastside Plating to make sure that they have access to their viable business, which, again, it needs to be emphasized, has been a very clean business, which has not polluted the air or the ground the way some other businesses that have been legally operating in the city of Portland have recently been found to do. It's a safe place for people to be. They have 19 employees inside their building, and they will now have new good neighbors who will be part of the community on the Central East Side, and I believe will make sure that it's a safer place to be for everyone. Aye.
Mayor, can I raise a point of order? We voted on Commissioner Fish's amendment to my amendment, but we didn't vote on my amendment.
No, we accepted it as a friendly
amendment.
Did we?
Okay.
We accepted it as friendly.
Okay, great. Sorry.
Give the whole speech again if you'd like.
Well, I waited until you were done. I waited until you were done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fish.
Today, my head and my heart are in conflict. And I can't remember saying that very often in the last 30 years that I've worked on housing and homelessness issues. So I'm going to begin with some areas of agreement. I first want to acknowledge Commissioner Fritz as the champion for R2-D2 and the adults they serve. During my tenure on the council, no one has done more to address poverty and inequality in our community. And I am deeply grateful for the partnership that we have established on a number of issues, including working to end homelessness. And I also want to recognize R2-D2, which has become a symbol of hope, of resilience, and of self-determination. We owe them our best. The proposal before us would move R2-D2 from 3rd and Burnside across the river to 3rd and Harrison. While the road from the west side to the east side is certainly paved with good intentions, there is a saying that sometimes the longest distance between two points is a shortcut. This proposal overrides our zoning code and our land use goals. It disregards concerns raised by Central East Side Business Council, Industrial Council, neighbors of the proposed site and others. And it ignores health and safety issues posed by its proximity to its immediate neighbor, a business working with highly volatile and caustic chemicals on a daily basis. This proposal is not aligned with the Housing Bureau, a Home for Everyone, the county or our Ending Homelessness Initiative, which are the roadmaps that we have developed with the community to guide our work. And it does not include clear accountability measures, benchmarks for success, or even a budget. Finally, this proposal represents, in my judgment, a new and troubling approach, shifting key responsibilities for addressing homelessness from the Housing Bureau to the Office of Management and Finance. I fully accept the arguments that this proposal is better than most of the alternatives. That said, I cannot support it. At times like this, we can choose to raise the bridge or to lower the river. Today, I regret that we're choosing to lower the river. This vote for me is not a statement about R2-D2 or its passionate leaders and followers. It's a statement about us. Nay.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz and Mayor Hills for all their leadership. And while I have been the first to say, and I've said this when R2-D2 first moved to 4th and Burnside, I don't support tent camps as a solution to homelessness. I believe in affordable housing as the path, the most desired path. But having said that, and you know, notwithstanding my objections to tent camps in general, I think I've said this before, I give a lot of respect to R2-D2 in the last 4 or 5 years. They have really proven myself and many others who were skeptical about their ability to maintain alcohol and drug-free operations, to maintain a very good environment in and around the neighborhood. They've proved me and other people wrong. And so I want to accept, I think they will do a great job at 3rd and Harrison, and I think it will only be a matter of time before Eastside Plating and Right to Dream 2 are best buddies. And I think that synergy will develop. And it is a clean site. I was astounded last week when Bob Keita gave me the environmental assessment and shows that there is no toxic air emissions from Eastside Plating or on the vicinity or in the soil of the Right to Dream 2 site. It's astoundingly, phenomenally clean for what you would think in industrial Portland. So I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt here, and I'm going to support this move, and I hope it will be successful. And I wish everybody well, and I do think you will be good neighbors with each other, and this will be something we will look back in a year from now, a year or two from now, and we'll probably wonder what all the controversy was, just like many people look at where Right to Dream 2 now is and say, what was all that controversy about 4 or 5 years ago when Saltzman was making a stink about it? So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Novick.
We, unfortunately, have people sleeping outside all around the city, and we do not have places inside for all of them to go. Now, sometimes we hear from people who live and work in the vicinity of groups of folks sleeping outside that they feel frightened or intimidated by those people or have observed criminal behavior. We do not hear that about Right to Dream 2. I met with the police chief yesterday, and he said, the police do not get called to Right to Dream 2. As my colleagues have said, Right to Dream 2 has established itself as a good neighbor. And I think in the situation we're in, when we have a group of houseless people who are committed to being good neighbors, then we should go out of our way to work with them. A number of objections have been raised to this particular site. I think some of those objections make sense. I think that you'd probably find objections to any site that was identified, but more importantly, the mayor and Commissioner Fritz have worked on this for a very long time, and I don't have another site to suggest. So we all wish that we weren't in this situation, but I am pleased. Oh, wait a minute. There's one more thing I wanted to say. Since it is 1916, I just want to congratulate President Wilson on nominating Judge Brandeis to the Supreme Court, and I trust that the Senate will have a speedy confirmation process, and there will be a new justice in place for the new president. Aye.
Nice.
Well done.
Hales.
Well, if 2.5 years constitutes a shortcut, I don't want to see what the long road looks like. So Josh, who's been on that road all that time, and Bob Keita and others, Rachel and others that have worked so hard on this, thank you. Machiavelli said that there's nothing more difficult to plan or to execute than the creation of a new system, because the innovator has all the resistance of those who are used to the old way and lukewarm approval from all who will benefit from the new. 500 years ago, he said that. I quote it all the time because it keeps coming true. And Josh Alpert is creating a new system for homelessness in our city, and I'm proud to lead that on his behalf. Yeah, we'll suspend the rules for a minute for a staff person who's worked hard. Thank you, Josh. It's difficult. It's messy. It's imperfect. It's incomplete. But it's better than drift. It's better than accepting that homelessness is permanent and that we'll never get any better. And we're in a time right now where there is a national fog around us that seems to indicate that things can't get better and that government can't be innovative. And I don't believe those things. I think things can get better. In fact, they are getting better in this city. We've housed hundreds and hundreds of veterans, 695, as a matter of fact, during our commitment that we're now getting certified by the federal government for having met, of reducing our homeless veterans population to a point where now we can stay even instead of having it get worse, stay even at a very low number. We have opened 400 temporary or permanent shelter spaces just in the 4 months since this council declared a housing state of emergency, after years and years and years of no such progress. So it is possible to make it better. Another thing that I've learned in this business is that I usually won't have the creative idea. I'm usually a lot better at recognizing somebody else's creative idea than I am at coming up with it in the first place. When somebody showed me a dotted line on the map and said, we should build a streetcar there, it wasn't my idea, but I saw its benefit and its quality, and I said, yeah, let's do that. When a few people saw the city's plan for the Pearl District and said, no, this could actually be a neighborhood where people live, not just cruise way north, an office park, I said, that sounds better. Let's try to do that. And we could also build a lot of affordable housing in there if we did that. And look at what we did. We actually did. Once again, we could make it better. So I know that I won't always have the creative solution, but I often can spot it when somebody else comes up with it. And that's what Right to Dream 2 has done here. From what started as a protest and turned into a community, you've innovated. You've come up with a self-help solution to part of the problem that deserves our respect. And that's what this is about. It's about respect. So thank you, Ibrahim, and everyone else involved for creating a valid, short-term, temporary solution to a really big problem that we all need to work on. And so I'm committed to continue to working on that problem, to continue making that kind of progress, and to keep proving that here in Portland we can make progress, we can come together, we can be a community, we can get things done. That's who we are. And we're also about business, and we want to be a prosperous city. And I want to reiterate what I said at the hearing last week. We will make it work for you at Eastside Plating. You're a legitimate business. You have a transportation need to solve. We have good engineers. We will put them at your disposal, and we will solve the problem, and we won't charge you a lot of money. In fact, we won't charge you any money for solving it for you, because we want you to be a successful business, and I know you will be a good neighbor. So I'm looking forward to this being a success, and as my colleague, Commissioner Saltzman, said, wondering what all the fuss was about 6 months from now. Well done. Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you.